USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump commenting on the just-released federal government jobs report for April.
I thought the jobs report was very good. The big thing to me was tracking poor. That hasn't been done in a long time.
The nation's jobless rate is at its lowest point in more than 17 years. The Labor Department report says that rate for April was 3.9%, the lowest since December 2000. But when it comes to job creation, the economy added 164,000 in April, which was up from the 135,000 in March, but well below the 191,000 most analysts had predicted for last month.
We have an ACFA just shot.
The radio call overnight on Chicago's South Side, but authorities now say that federal ATF agent who was shot in the head is expected to survive. A manhunt continues for the gunman. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
President Trump is scheduled to address the NRA's annual convention in Dallas later today, and Vice President Mike Pence will also address the gun rights group. Dallas police say they're prepared for the expected protests outside the venue. The National Guard on Hawaii's Big Island has been activated, and evacuations continue to force people from homes as lava from the most active volcano on the Big Island, Mount Kilauea, continues to flow. About 1,700 people have been evacuated so far, according to the governor.
We want people to be safe, so clearly if you live in Leilani Estates, you have to evacuate to the emergency shelter at Pahoa Community Center.
No injuries have been reported. Experts say it's not over yet, and they're waiting to see what happens next. The biggest teachers' walkout in recent U.S. history is over in Arizona as kids are going back to school today. Teachers staged a 6-day walkout looking for raises, which they finally won from the legislature and Governor Ducey. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The bill would have outlawed nearly all abortions in South Carolina, but it's going nowhere after a middle-of-the-night vote in the state Senate. It would have banned all abortions except for in cases of rape, incest, or when the mother's life was in danger, but the measure was defeated by a vote of 24-21, giving South Carolina Democrats a very rare victory, effectively ending any chance of that bill moving forward. What are being called a first round of high-level trade talks in China are over. The Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is back after reportedly asking China during the talks to slash the trade imbalance between the two nations by $200 billion by the end of 2020. The U.S. trade deficit with China now stands at $355 billion a year. President Trump threatening to impose stiff tariffs on China and accusing Beijing of stealing U.S. intellectual property. A Chinese government statement says these talks are going to continue. And Star Wars fans all over the galaxy are celebrating today. You know, May 4th became Star Wars Day after fans took the pun, "May the 4th be with you," to the next level a few years back. Star Wars Day created by fans after they were able to connect with one another around the globe. And the film company which created Star Wars, Lucasfilm, has fully embraced the holiday, as you might imagine. Fans celebrate by hosting movie marathons and sharing their favorite Star Wars moments on social media. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.